But if when we're talking about gifts and service and activities, we're caring for people, for the common good, we're the church working. And we talk about these gifts, all of these gifts are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as He wills. So if I'm up here and I'm a teacher, I guess there's a little bit of the revealed will of God in that. I don't say that I'm up here and like I've got this scepter and I'm the teacher and you should believe what I have to say because it's the will of God that I be here, you know. The will of God is that this congregation continues to let me come week after week. That's all it is that we agree. If I'm a leader in the church, it's because the people in the room say, you know, those ideas, that sounds about right. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Okay, we'll follow you, you know. That's how it works. They're the gifts in action. I'm not glowing, you know, like Moses. It's just that there is agreement in the room that there's something that's God doing in this place, and we all keep coming back, right? Some of us are members here. Some of us are not. I know I'm supposed to care about that, and I don't. I really don't. I think you have to be a member in order to vote, in order to make sure that somebody doesn't spend all the hill of beans on beans instead of a cow, right? Jack and the Beanstalk. You have to, as a charity, you have to have a board, you need to have members. That's fine. So we do that. But really, if you keep coming back week after week, aren't you following the Lord? Aren't you a part of what's happening here? Do you participate in the life of the church? That's the body of Christ. Some of you in the body of Christ manifest at the administrative level of membership. It's good to be a member because then you get to come to the meeting and have a say when we decide what will we do this year? How will we spend the money? You know? Like there's a lot of it. It's ironical that I'm talking about money. We have no money, just so you know. Come be a member, you can find out. Which one of the gifts that I was listing and that Scripture points out do you think is the most important? Which gift do you think is more important than another? So you just reflect, think about the gifts. Look down at the page in front of you if you have a Bible open. You know, which one is more important? Which of your body parts can you live without? Right? Heart's pretty important, but then again, the brain's important. Well, the brain keeps my heart out of bus's way. The eyes are important to see the bus coming to jump out of the way. Which would you do with that? Really, you can't kind of compromise. Even gallbladder is like, it's expendable, but at expense. You know, your stomach's working extra hard now. Things are affected even by a piece that we can get away. You know, you take the appendix out and there's effects. I've already read the whole chapter to us. Did you notice in chapter 12, verse 24, that God composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it? That there may be no division in the body. The goal is unity. That the members may have the same care for one another. The goal is care, concern, unity. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now, you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. So if you're the body of Christ, if you keep coming back, and if you think this is a place where it happens, I like to be there. Are you a functioning member of the body of Christ? That's a hard question. What do you get to do? Do you get to come and play nicely with others? You know? I share a particular cynicism about some of the nuts and bolts of how we get stuff done as church. Martin mentioned the rota. You know, rota. I don't dislike the rota. I think, do you have something I can do? I want to do something. Can I do something that I'm able to do? And then there are some things that they ought never let me do. You know? Like, I there is a couple of jobs that's like, yeah, Dave's not the person to ask to do that job. So do you, everyone in the room, have something to do, you know, that you like, that is the way that you're made, that this is a gift that I have. I'm happy to do that. Now, we all have gifts, and so maybe you're pegged at the place where you have a gift, and sometimes there's stuff that needs to get done. I can kind of reach over and help with something. But if I stay here for very long helping, I get out of sorts. I get weak. I start to ache. I can't deal with the weight of this thing when I'm extended like this outside of my normal capacities, God-given gifts, skills, passions. But I can still do it. I can reach down into the toilet and get the paper towels out. I do. No problem. You know? I can put Perspects on Windows. I didn't do that, but I could. There are jobs that we do that aren't like, well, I wasn't made for that, but you know what? I can pitch in for a day. Then there's other stuff. It's like, oh, you know what? I can really do bulletins well. You know, just let yourself be known. I'm someone who likes to do bulletins. It's an administrative task. By the way, yours is lame. I think I can help you, you know. And we all have something different that we're contributing, and we're part of it. And we all matter in the proper functioning of the body of Christ. And every manifestation of the Holy Spirit is for the building up of the body. So there's not a front man and an audience. There's not a leader in a pulpit and then you guys. There's not the castle and the valley. It's flat. We kind of insist on an equality and a cooperation and a mutual respect for one another. And it really matters. You could say top to bottom as an organization. Because if something goes wrong here, they're going to go find the director, right? When Oscar, the Scottish charity regulator, comes on through and says, right, who is in charge of this bank book here? We have questions. Someone's going to answer for that. And we respect that. But the person who answers for that is not doing a more deeper, important job than the person who welcomes you at that front door. Because when you came through the door, isn't it nice for someone to stop and go, hi, it's good that you're here. Come on out. Hang up your coat. We got a brelly stand. You just can't see. It's right around the corner. Let me do that for you. It's so important. As important. Very important.